This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
In the studio with me today is Katerina Kasavu. Good morning.
Good morning,
now,
Susie.
Now, you are from the Behavioural Science Group, BSG, in the Department of Public Health and Primary Care, and that is at the University of Cambridge. Is that right?
Is that right?
I got it right. Excellent. Now, you develop interventions for health behaviours, including smoking cessation, is that right?
Yes.
And medication adherence and physical activity. Now, the thing I was interested in today, because there's an event part of the Science Festival, and it's happening this Sunday, and it's called Making Sense of Medication Taking. Now, just tell us a little bit about what you do, first of all, the Behavioural Science Group. What exactly is your thing? What do you do?
Well, within the Behavioural Science Group, we develop interventions to support people make small and positive changes in their everyday lifestyle so they can achieve a better health outcomes at the end. And that involves, as you already said, smoking cessation, like stop smoking and doing a bit more physical activity, taking their tablets as prescribed, reducing a little bit of alcohol and have a better diet. I mean, having a healthier diet.
Yeah. Now, this day was very interesting because on your website it says, asking questions like what, and we all go home from the doctor or we come out of hospital, we've been really unwell and we're going home, we've got bundles of tablets that we have to take. And you always forget to ask the question, don't you? What is this for? Will I have a side effect from this? Now, it's quite an interactive day that you're doing on Sunday, isn't it? You're trying to get lots of feedback from people like us.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit what the day is involved in on Sunday. Because it's at Robinson Way, it's at the Cambridge Academy for Science and Technology, and it's on Sunday, the 25th of March, at 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock. So over to you, Katerina. What is the day about?
Well, the day is about medication taking and how people make sense of taking their tablets. And actually, there are very different ways that people make sense of taking, of behaving in a certain way, and in this case, taking their tablets. What we are trying to do during the event is to get people's opinions and suggestions of how they make sense of taking their tablets, why it's important to them to take their tablets, how they do take their tablets. And the event actually is, it aims first to get their opinion about an intervention that we are currently running into the primary care practices, that we send text messages and voice calls to people to ask them and remind them about taking their tablets. And also to get their own suggestions about why it's important to people themselves to take their tablets, and we incorporate all the suggestions into the intervention.
So that's quite interesting, isn't it? That would really, really help a lot of people. My own mother went through breast cancer, and she came back with so much medication that her husband found it really, really hard to comprehend how much he should be giving her and taking. And so this is an ideal thing, isn't it, to come home and have your phone on and be reminded of what you're taking and how many you're taking.
Yes, and you describe one of the circumstances that people have been prescribed the tablets, like getting out of the hospital or taking regular medications, had been prescribed medication for long term from the GP practices. And this actually tackles on a very different reasons of why people take their tablets. And for example, it might be purely forgetfulness. People might have, for example, memory issues. They might simply forget to take their tablets. There might be circumstances that they don't take their tablets, like statins in the evenings. They might forget some of them purely because they might be out for dinner or something, doing something different. Or there might be reasons like, as you described, not having the time to comprehend and actually understand what is the reason that have been prescribed the tablets. Even in the hospital or in the primary care practices, people and GPs and healthcare professionals, they might not have the time to properly explain why they do take their tablets, how they should be taking their tablets. For diabetes type 2, for example, if they take them with a meal, before or after a meal, and what they should be doing in order to make the tablets taking part of their everyday life. And especially the one, the example that you suggested about getting out of the hospital, having a kind of a diagnosis of a condition, being given a pack of tablets that you should be taking two times or three times per day, different times, different doses. So it's kind of complicated by itself, and not only to comprehend that you've been out of the hospital having a condition, but also how you should be integrating this medication taking into your everyday routine, what changes, how that changes. And
so this Sunday then, you're really keen for people to come along, and it's an interactive day. You want to get their side of the story.
Yes.
Is that right? So there'll be lots of things to talk about. And so when they arrive, what will you be encouraging visitors to do on that day?
Well, we will have several different activities. First of all, we will ask them to write their own messages. We will give them some scenarios of people that have been prescribed medications. They might not take them for several different reasons, from forgetfulness or not having information of the reasons why they should be taking them. And we will ask them to write their own messages that could convince them to take their tablets. That is one activity. We will also ask them to listen to some of the voice messages that we have in the intervention and receive some of the text messages that we do send to people already. And we will get their feedback and views and ask them how do they think these messages could support themselves or other people who take tablets regularly to take their medications.
So it is the way forward, isn't it, to have your phone? I mean, it is all about having your phone near you, isn't it, to help with taking your tablets, lots of interaction to help you along the way. Is that the intention?
Yes, actually it's to supplement. It's between GP practice consultations. It's just kind of a gentle reminder about what tablets they need to be taking and at what time, how they can form a habit, how they can integrate their tablets taking into their everyday life. It's kind of an extra support that we provide within the GP practice consultation.
What's been the most enlightening moment of this study from a point of view of taking medication? Has it been a light bulb moment about how the questions they've asked beforehand? I mean, some people ask, they come out of their doctor's surgery and they say, gosh, I forgot to ask what the side effects are. Is there some sort of interaction that you're working on for that, so that when they come out, think, oh gosh, do I have to make an appointment to see a doctor, or can I text somebody? Is that something that you're working on as well?
We don't necessarily working about how they can cope with the side effects. We do provide them support. But if this is relevant to the health condition, we ask them to contact their GP practice. This is purely about changing their behavior and how they can cope with side effects that might be related to their behavior, but not necessarily to their health condition. This is the part of the GP practice consultation. It's purely reminders about behavior and how they should be integrating that new behavior into their everyday life.
Right. So really important this day, 25th of March, Sunday, 11 o'clock, and it's at the Cambridge Academy for Science and Technology. It's at Robinson Way, and it's basically asking you to interact with this day, give some feedback so that BSG can move forward and help everybody who comes out with medication to learn how to take it. If they forget it, doesn't matter, you can take it the next day and not to get fussed about it. It's all about technology, really, isn't it?
Yes, and actually it's not if you forget and you can take it the next day.
Oh, right.
Which is actually why medication adherence, non-adherence so high, is because people assume that not taking or skipping some of the doses, it's okay.
Right.
But actually, when we talk about medication adherence, we don't only talk about stopping taking their tablets, but also reducing the doses or changing or skipping some of their doses. So what we're actually trying to do is to encourage people before changing or making any changes into their prescription plan to consult their GP rather than going ahead and just changing their
tablets
or skipping some of their tablets, because in the long term this might or might not have some effect in their health outcomes.
Very good point. Thank you, Katerina. Well, I wish you all the best for on Sunday.
Thank you. I hope you
get lots of visitors. It's a very important part of this research. So thank you very much, Katerina, for coming in today.